Son, God the Word, who loved us, and because of his love, he wanted to save us from eternal damnation. But since death was in the way of our salvation, he yearned to go through it because of his love for us. And so he was raised on the cross to carry the punishment of our sin. We are the ones who sinned, and he was the one who suffered. We are the ones who were indebted to divine justice as a result of our sins, and he was the one who paid off our debts for us. For our sake, he preferred suffering to ease and comfort, toil to rest, shame to glory, and the cross to the throne which is carried by the cherubim. He consented to be tied with ropes to release us from the bonds of our sins. He humbled himself to lift us up. He hungered to feed us and thirsted to quench our thirst. He went up on the cross naked to clothe us with the cloak of his righteousness. He opened his side with a spear that we may enter and dwell in the throne of his grace, and that his blood may flow from his body and wash away our sins. Finally, he died and was buried in a grave that he may raise us up from the death of sin and grant us an everlasting life. So, my God, it is my sins that are the thorns that plunged into your holy head. It is I who saddened your heart by indulging in the worthless pleasures of the world. What is this road leading to death which you are walking along, my Lord and Savior? What is that which you carry on your shoulders? Oh, it is the cross of shame which you carry on my behalf. How could this be, my Redeemer? What made you accept all this? Could the Great One be disgraced? Could the Glorified One be humiliated? Could the Most High be humbled? Oh, how great is your love. Yes, it is your great love which made you accept and bear all this suffering for my sake. So I thank you, my Lord. And all your angels and creatures also thank you on my behalf, for I am unable to give you thanks that match your love. Have we then ever witnessed a love that is greater than this love? So then grieve, O my soul, for your sins which have inflicted all this pain on our compassionate Redeemer. Visualize his wounds before you and take refuge in him when the enemy is stirred up against you. O my Savior, let me cherish your suffering as my treasure, your crown of thorns as my glory, your pains as my joy, your myrrh as sweetness in my mouth, your blood as my life, and your love as my honor and gratitude. Oh, the wounds of Christ stab me with the spear of divine love. Oh, the death of Christ, exhilarate me with the love of the one who died for me. Oh, the blood of Christ, purify me of all my sins. Oh, Jesus, my beloved, if you see me a withering member, revive me with the oil of your grace, and affirm me in you as a living branch, O thou the true vine. And when I come forth to partake of your mysteries, make me worthy to and ready to unite with you, so that I may call upon you, O the Heavenly Father, with the tune of children and say, Our Father.